Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Allegedly with me, Matthew Colweis.
And I'm Theo Vaughn.
Today we have a great guest who came prepared with fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
I did not know the fanny pack was back.
I don't think it is.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I don't think it's front, isn't it?
I mean, that's where you wear it.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. No, I think he meant like fashion-wise back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Oh, right on. It's always been on the periphery of style.
I feel like everything I wear, like I also like really, I wear scrunchies, mostly just because they feel better on your, only because they're not tight like against your head. But like I wear scrunchies and fanny packs and people are always like, oh, scrunchies are coming back. Like, oh, fanny packs, I hear they're coming back. And I've been wearing it for like 4 years. They're not coming back.
It hasn't come to fruition. Yeah. But eventually they have to. That's like crowns. Exactly. Like I have a friend who wears a crown.
That's not coming back.
A crown, like a king crown?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what he's always like.
Why?
He said they're coming back.
They were in?
For the first,
I don't remember people walking around with crowns on their head.
And for the first like 13 years, I'm like, nah, bro. But then now I'm like, eventually, yeah, probably.
Did you say 13 years?
Yeah. It's taking a while. But I mean, I wore a fanny pack when I was 6 or 7, I remember, in school.
I like you that like crowns were hot like in Mesopotamia in like the 600s.
Well, I think
it's about time they come back around.
That was crown time, wasn't it?
Yeah. It sounds like this guy's ahead of the game. He's like, if I wear it now.
Yeah, that was more of a time to get
your
crown.
Where's
right.
The crown? By the way, this is the voice of Eden Scher.
Oh, yes.
From the middle. She plays
me.
Sue Heck on the middle, and she is here with us in the basement of the Comedy Store, where we are going to talk everything about you, and you are going to play judge.
These are my two favorite things, talking about me and being the boss.
Oh, damn, girl. All right. So we explained the point system to you, so
yes.
It's up to you to award or deduct points at will.
Yep.
You have your yellow card, which you could throw out at any time if you want someone to shut up. And we appreciate you coming because you're right in the middle.
Really do.
Of filming the last season of The Middle right now, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And I think we're literally in the middle of it. Like, we're halfway done with the season.
And is it kind of heartbreaking around the set right now? Or what's the vibe?
No. No, I think...
What a great answer.
Yeah. I think we're all in, like, the most grateful and, like, happy kind of way. I think we're all pretty ready.
Mm-hmm.
In like a way that's like, no one gets to film a show for 9 years.
Yeah.
No one gets to like, and also like we get to go out on top. Like we get to go out before it starts getting really bad.
Yeah.
Before they have like Sue doing weird, I don't know.
Doing coke in the...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that would happen.
Yeah. Well, good thing we're ending now. We'll never get to find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like, I feel like I was telling Matt like before, I think we're all pretty, pretty tired, but we're still like, we can see the finish line and we all like actually still enjoy being around each other.
Yeah.
We like really, and like Charlie, who plays my older brother, is like one of my best friends. So it's like, we get to like, I really don't want to ever, hopefully ever get to a point where I don't want to be around him. So like... So it's like a good, everyone's like, we can see the finish line. We all are like, it's like trying to savor every moment. That's good.
Is it like, as a show, with a show going that long, does it start to get, and I don't mean this in a bad way this word, but does it start to get a little boring on set as opposed to like the second season?
I mean,
yeah. Routine,
yeah.
Like a job.
That's a better word. Yeah.
That it becomes, I will say, it becomes more of a challenge to like keep things fresh. I don't want to say boring because
right.
That sort of implies like, it also, I feel like I'm very careful in like to keep myself in check about like, just like remembering like, wait, I love doing this. Like this is still something I love. So if there's ever a moment where I'm like, oh, I gotta like do this again. I gotta like say like, okay, I've done this so many times already. I just keep thinking like, you know what? There's so many worse things I could be doing. And also like, okay, this is a challenge. How can I make this new?
Right.
How can I make this somehow like new and fresh and
right.
Cool?
You dance like that when you do that.
Every time.
Yeah, cool.
You can't, I'm like rolling my shoulders. I'm like doing a little wave, like little fists. I'm weirdly like punching.
That could be quite sexual too, the way you were just doing that.
Yeah. Could be.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah. it's a great show. People love it, and you are kind of going out on top. When does the finale like actually air? Next year?
next year. I have no idea.
It just started airing in like the beginning of October again, right?
It did. Yeah. It did. And we just, I think I can say this. Yeah. We just got picked up for two more episodes too.
Oh.
So that's another, we're like, it's not real is the thing. I say this like we're tired and I'm like happy about going out, but like, you know, I'm sure the second they're like the last take of the last scene, like the cut or whatever, I'm going to like instant stream of tears and not going to stop for like a year. Wow. It'd be so sad.
Do you think you're going to see these people again?
I'm definitely going to see Charlie again.
There you go.
Right.
I think, I don't know, but I really do think I'm going to at least see like.
Don't you wish you had a time capsule? Something that just showed up and just reminded you of better times, better days. That just made you feel young again, or if you are young, it just made you feel awesome. Well, that is Loot Crate. It's a special box that comes once a month. It's less than $20, and it's a surprise. It's monthly wearables and accessories from cult classic films, paraphernalia from your favorite movies and franchises. November's theme is Unite 2.0. You can join forces with the Justice League of America, Voltron, Legendary Defenders, Overwatch, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. It's a crate full of unbeatable items. All you have to do is subscribe, and that is at lootcrate.com/allegedly. You use the code Theo, T-H-E-O, for 10% off your new subscription. You're going to get a sweet discount. It's basically like, imagine like just a box of epic gear, housewares, collectibles, doodads, whatnots, you never know, coloring books, t-shirts. It's every month it's a surprise. You can keep the box for yourself. You can give it as a reward to one of your children who's you know, making good grades or behaving on a field trip. You can give it to a buddy, a friend. It's amazing because it works for any age. It's the best gift that you don't even know if you haven't even checked it out. Every month changes. Every month is a different theme, a different group of surprises. Go to lootcrate.com/allegedly, A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y, and enter our code Theo, T-H-E-O, to save 10% on any new subscription today. Every month it changes. This month, the November box will change on November 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific. So get your orders in. And if you want to geek out your pet, you can try Loot Pet. There's other options, Loot Wear. The loot goes on and on. Check it out, lootcrate.com/allegedly, code Theo. And now back to the show.
Like the guy who plays my dad, Neil, and Patty, my mom, like they're like just great people.
I used to work out next to Patty all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like, not Neil deGrasse Tyson, is it?
I wish.
No. That would put a whole different spin on the show.
Yeah.
Well.
Although, I did. Okay, when, I will just say, this is a total tangent, but.
That's fine.
When Whoopi Goldberg was on the show, and this was before Cosmos and all of that stuff, I loved Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I remember her, she's saying something about Neil, and I was like, I just like laser, hyper, whatever, like vision, audio, heard in, focused in. And I was like, are you talking about Neil deGrasse Tyson? And she was so surprised that I knew who he was. She was like, and she's the best person. She was like, next time you're in New York, you're going to call me. You're going to meet him. You got to meet him. Oh, baby, you got to meet him. And I was like, what? And I'm not kidding. The next time I was in New York, maybe 2 months later, I did an episode of The View. I like co-hosted The View. And she was like, I didn't even remind her. She took me aside in the green room and handed me a phone and was like, someone wants to talk to you.
Look, I know that what goes on in your bedroom isn't my business, but right now it's going to be. Leesa is an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that's also socially conscious. Have you ever laid in bed and thought to yourself, man, I want to be doing something to help others? Well, now you will be, simply by laying in bed. Driven by the mission to provide a better place to sleep for everybody, Leesa donates one mattress to a shelter for every 10 they sell through their 1-10 program. That's over 22,000 mattresses donated so far. These are American-made mattresses that ship compressed in a box to your door. Try the mattress in your own home for 100 nights, risk-free, with free shipping. So you get it for free, you try it, up to 100 nights, you don't like it, you send it back. Lisa has its universal adaptive feel that includes three premium foam layers. As with anything in life, luxury does not come cheap, but it's something that we all desire. The Lisa mattress compares with brands that cost thousands more, but because they don't believe in all those unnecessary extras, Lisa's price starts at just $525. Do you think I sound well rested? That's because I'm laying on Lisa. And right now you can get $100 off your Lisa purchase. That's right. Go to leesa.com/allegedly for $100 off the Lisa mattress. That's right. leesa.com/allegedly. Enjoy. I do.
And it was Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wow.
And
wow.
I was like, wow, that's really cool. My life is, oh, like, I can die happy. I thought that was the end. And then she said, great, I'm going to put you in touch with my assistant. He'll put you in touch with Neil. You guys will get coffee next week. And I fucking sat down and got coffee with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wait, so what do you talk about?
Yeah, I want to know more about this.
I know.
Now, yeah, do you have to read before you go to the coffee? Like, do you have to read up on stuff?
I mean, you could. I was so frightened, or like, not frightened, but I was so overwhelmed by what was about to happen in my future that I couldn't read anything, just like you.
Oh, points. I'm giving you points.
Oh!
Points for Eden.
Oh, I mean,
you don't get to give out points, you
I
bully.
Start with a million points.
That was a great joke.
No, you can't.
Your delivery was fantastic.
No, you're reverse using ways to try and get points. He's complimenting. He's bringing up points, and then
no
he's complimenting
rules.
You.
1,000 points for Matt.
Oh, see? It works.
Compliment. One, oh, I feel like I would tally it normally, but I don't think I have the patience or time for that.
Okay. This is rigged. This is like the DNC, dude. This thing is rigged, man. Funny, I feel like Bernie right now.
Okay, so what did you talk about? Do you talk about the cosmos? It seems like, why would you talk?
Yeah, do you like fucking, at least do you look at like a, what's the thing they call with the planets where they put them in a line, like a mobile before you go?
Mobile?
Just to be queued up on your planets?
Just so you know which planets are
Well,
which?
You don't want to show up only knowing the name of six planets.
I forgot my purse mobile.
Yeah.
I forgot my mobile.
It wasn't in the fanny pack?
You know, yeah.
No, every fanny pack comes with a purse mobile.
No, it's pretty much exactly what you'd think. Well, first of all, I will say a little detail. We were meeting at a Starbucks, like, I guess near his place. But he said, and I wish I could remember the exact temperature, the number, but he said, because I texted him. I was texting with him, and we had to know where to meet. And he was like, we're at the Starbucks, and I don't know if I don't think I even offered. He's just so regal. Like, he just knew that I was going to, obviously, I was going to get something for him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, great, you're there. I'll be 5 minutes. Order me a small, or what's the size below tall?
It was like mini, a baby?
Mini. It's called like baby, something. I think it's just small. A baby. Yeah, a baby coffee. He just said, order me a baby. He said, like, order me a small hot chocolate at 265 degrees Fahrenheit. Something like that. Make sure it is exactly, I don't know if that was the thing, but it was like some, and I was like, okay, all right, fine. And he drank it, and he put it out, and he was like, yes, this is right.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
I know. It was such a bizarre order. I was like, wow, he is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Wait, so.
Now, oh, so we talked. Oh,
the two things I'm getting at this is that Starbucks will do the temperature of that you require to the degree.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's really bizarre.
Yeah.
And secondly, what a weird request.
I know.
That is like a little DV, actually. I need my coffee at 265 degrees.
Yeah, that's that Neil. And what did he, like, did he have on a cologne or anything when you met him?
You know what? No, but he did smell like joy.
Really?
Also, wait, I need to go back. Really
I bet
fast.
He smells like antiques a little bit.
Space dust?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe, I'm not kidding. Actually, the smell of antique, like that.
brought back a memory?
It did.
Of Neil deGrasse?
Probably, yes. I know 100%. He smells good. I think maybe he used a hair product. But wait, I need to go back because you said something mean about Neil deGrasse Tyson minus the 1,000.
Back
at zero.
Wow.
I just wrote a big zero.
Theo actually does love him.
Yep.
You are fascinated with him. I don't get it.
I love outer space.
I'm the only person who does not
get
Neil deGrasse.
I met Buzz Aldrin yesterday.
What? For real?
Not even joking.
Where?
I was with some friends. One of them knows Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin shows up.
Is he the one with the crown? Has he been wearing the crown?
No.
Bring it back?
He's regular headed.
Buzz could wear a crown if he wanted.
Yeah. Buzz could bring a crown back.
Yeah. Okay,
but here's the crazy part is, then this morning I get up and my buddy has this new iPhone that came out or something, right? And you can make holograms. He's this app where you can make a hologram and put whoever you want that they offer into your living room or wherever and make them say stuff, right? One of them apparently is Buzz Aldrin. I have no idea. I haven't even told my buddy I met Buzz Aldrin. I wake up. The first hologram he just sent this thing to him. He's always making shit and memes or whatever. And it's Buzz Aldrin, right? I'm like, bro, I just met Buzz Aldrin. Wow. He had a chick with him too, Blondie.
He was married for a while.
Wait.
Was Aldrin, but
he really?
Now he's a player, yeah.
Wait, who? Hold on, I missed it. I was talking over you. Wait, who was married to
Buzz? Had a wife. They got divorced, and now he's a single man.
Yeah.
I thought he was with Blondie. Did you say Blondie? Did you mean Blondie, like a blonde person, or Blondie?
Not Blondie the musician.
Oh, okay.
No, he's with a blonde
the
person.
The whole group. The whole group.
It
Blondie.
Could have been Blondie. I don't know what the Blondie
I want to get back to what you were talking about, but I went, Theo, why did you meet?
I met Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, where?
Dude.
What?
You don't know why you meet Buzz Aldrin.
I think you do.
He just like landed on your
dude, he just landed
doorstep?
In my life. The guy showed up on the moon. He could show up anywhere.
Okay, fair
enough.
Is
that how that works?
It's exactly how it works. The guy went to the freaking moon, you nut.
Okay, fair enough.
He could be anywhere he wants right now.
I feel like I want to deduct points just for you being kind of evasive or weirdly aloof about this.
What's the deal? Where did you meet him? Was it at a bathhouse or something?
No, I was with some friends at dinner.
You sure it was Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah, 100% Buzz Aldrin. It's the only Buzz Aldrin they have. And he showed up. Why are you so weird about it?
I feel like you met
Anthony's the only one being normal.
You're being very coy about where you met Buzz Aldrin.
I met him.
Was it on Grindr?
No.
Okay.
Why so few details? I feel like I shared weird
stuff. Yeah, we were talking
about
the temperature to the degree. Yeah.
You met him at a Starbucks.
Yeah, so where did you meet Buzz?
I met Buzz Aldrin in Brentwood.
Still being very
at a Rite Aid. At your house, at his
house. Corner.
It was a ride share. No, I met him. I was like,
he was on your Lyft.
You guys were
this Nissan's heading to the moon.
A space shuttle ride share?
No, I was over at a buddy of mine's house, and there's a group of people there, and Buzz Aldrin was one of the people. And I didn't know that. Buzz Aldrin got there late. We're
was it a
there.
Party?
How many people? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a dinner.
Oh.
Probably 20 people.
Okay.
So it was like a friend, like, sit-down dinner.
Yeah, it's like a friendly thing. Like a friendly gets a buddy of mine throws this, like, men's club every month.
Men's
and it's not
club?
Homosexual. Get out.
Wait.
And stay out. You got your own men's club.
How do I?
You're taking a lot of men, dude.
Wait.
In your dark dungeon.
Yeah, but wait. No,
this is a men's club and Buzz Aldrin showed up.
What's
you met Neil deGrasse Tyson and everybody's okay with that?
I had such a detailed story explaining how
what
it happened.
What is a men's club? All of a sudden it's a men's club in Brentwood? What does that mean?
Dude, Brentwood's full of men, dude. There's all kinds
of
men.
So you mean like a dinner party that's just men?
Yeah, well, it's just like a men's meetup.
Why
what are
men?
You meeting about?
Just whatever we want.
This is
being
I don't
men.
Think any of this is real. I think here's
they
what
have
I think
book
happened.
Club where people meet about books.
Here's what happened. Theo had a dream that he met Buzz Aldrin.
Exactly.
And realized it halfway through his story, and now is covering.
Well,
that could be it.
Tell Buzz we said hi. Yeah. Wink, wink.
You got
okay,
it.
Okay, so what did you talk to Neil deGrasse about?
And I don't even care. This
okay,
one. Now
wait.
I just okay.
I want to ask you. So did you tell them it was for Neil deGrasse Tyson? Because I feel like if I go and order coffee at a certain temperature, you're going to be like, dude, I'm just going to turn on the button.
You know what? I didn't, but I feel like, you know, it was correct. You know what I think? I think that's because that Starbucks is right by his house. He must maybe go there a lot
they're
with
like,
that
oh,
order.
That's for that guy. Yeah.
Because they didn't question it. And when he came in there, a few people were like, but mostly, I can't. I feel like I might be contriving this memory about like someone behind the counter saying hi. I feel like now I might be making that up. I'm just like
at least she owns it.
So much for details.
She owns it, Theo.
but
she owns her lies.
This can be fictional.
But it's actually so easily provable, though.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess not. No, but if you, I do have I mean, I do have a picture with him, but if I had maybe, actually, no, I was going to go way into, like, if I had an iPhone then, it was a projection, but none of this could have checked out. My story checks out.
Okay, well, I believe you.
So we talked about the cosmos. We talked
Oh,
about,
you did? See, I feel like really, that's so obvious.
I know, yeah. But you know what? It really, I was like, because he just sat down, and he was like, do you have any questions? And I was like, was not prepared for this. And I was just like, you know what? I do want to talk about this. I want to know, like, I do genuinely want to, like, how do you live? How do you, like, manage? Like, how do you feel? You know, just the question of, like, when you
is
know
this what
you're
it was
so
like?
Small. Yes.
You just couldn't spit it out.
I couldn't spit it out. I know. I'm like, I'm really there. I'm such an actor. I'm putting myself back there. I'm having a really hard time.
Theo, you play Neil deGrasse. Yeah.
Well, hello.
Theo doesn't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is.
I've been to space. Yes, I have. I've watched Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was just looking at videos of him. He got accused of molesting somebody.
No, what?
He did. Look
no.
it up. Didn't he, Anthony?
Oh, no, let's stop it. No.
He did.
Another nope. one goes I don't, down.
I'm not joking. Accusations came out against Neil like a day or two ago.
No way.
Did he do anything that you felt was like he made any advances or no?
You know, I might have blocked it out. I feel like I blacked out the whole time. No, I can't even make a joke about this.
Yeah, here
no.
we go. Neil deGrasse Nothing Tyson happened. Accused of raping a former student.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
Can I give a yellow card to the world? Can I? Yeah. You know what? No.
Well, give it to Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's the one accused of raping somebody.
Yellow card to Theo. Ruined my day.
He's your buddy.
Wait, where are you seeing this?
Don't kill the messenger.
Yeah. Where are you seeing this?
Buzz Aldrin went to the moon and didn't rape anyone.
Pathos.com. Very
that,
true.
Wait, is that the standard now, though? Just
I'm hitting Neil deGrasse Tyson news, right? And the first thing that comes up is Neil deGrasse Tyson and ASAP Science discuss flying. Then scientist Neil deGrasse Tyson is coming to Reddit.
Maybe you have an iPhone 2. You got to get
about,
at least a 6.
That would be the number one story. I don't believe this.
How come?
Pathos.com.
What the hell is Pathos.com?
That's not reputable.
That sounds like a Neil deGrasse Tyson site. Website. Yeah.
Nope, I don't buy
Why
it.
Why would he put that on his own site?
This is
because
not
he's a statistician.
He's jumping ahead of it.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah,
that is not true.
I believe I delivered a yellow card.
That's true. I was trying. I had your back there.
Yes, thank you.
But another... would you? And I know you're not single. You have a boyfriend, correct?
I am. Yes.
So in a world where you were single and Neil did not have these charges against him, what would you hook up with him?
In a vacuum, you're saying?
Yeah, in a vacuum.
Such a good question. I feel like, you know what? I feel like I wouldn't because it would sort of ruin the like. Like, I want to imagine he's just, like, the perfect person.
Right.
And were anything to go wrong.
Right.
Or even, like, I mean, I don't know. Does he not have a wife in this situation?
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't have a wife.
Like, what if, like, you're laying there by him and you hear his stomach grumble? Like, would
yeah,
that kill
yeah.
your
what if he
Or, like, he starts talking, like, dirty in a weird way.
But in, like a yeah. Wait,
yeah,
I'm
like,
going
to. Oh, hello there.
I don't know why he's 97 years old.
I will give.
That's his impersonation.
Okay. She wants
hello
to.
Hello there.
I want to do something.
Okay.
I would like both of you to have a, I'm trying to think, I had it.
An NDT off.
Oh, what is it? No. Like, what do you think the situation, like someone sleeping with a single, like what could the worst possible thing that can happen?
Gotcha. With him specifically or just in general?
No, with him, with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I feel like with him, if he like, without getting weird, if he was just like, oh, let me come on your tits, it would be like, oh no. No. I don't know why he'd be saying that to me, but then I'd be like, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
No.
You can't say that.
He wouldn't say it in like a weird, like physical, like, or not, like, what is it? Like a scientific
like
way.
Like the formula for it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. So Matt's got, if Neil deGrasse comes on your tits, that's pretty weird.
What if Neil deGrasse Tyson was like,
Channel him.
Yeah.
Channel him,
Theo.
Do
a real impression.
All right. Let me hide it.
Wait, he sounds a lot like your Morgan Freeman pal.
No, he doesn't, dude.
He does.
Let me hide in your refrigerator. What if you hit in your refrigerator?
I like that one.
All right, Theo takes this round.
Okay, that was very good.
1,000 points for let me hide in your refrigerator.
Okay.
Oh, it's cold in here.
Now you're sounding like Shawshank Morgan. It's been whatever.
They said it would take a man 600 years to get out of this same prison. But Andy Dufresne did it.
Which doesn't sound like Morgan Freeman anyway, no. So I don't even know what's going on. Okay, anyway, so you have exhausted
Morgan
your...
Morgan Freeman has sex charges pending against him. Look up Morgan Freeman.
Oh, does not.
Yes, he does.
He always had...
He was dating his cousin.
Yeah, that's not sex charges.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's not sex charges.
My bad.
And, he's just into the Woody Allen stuff.
Yeah, anyway, okay, so wait. Now let's go on. So you have a boyfriend.
I do.
Is it like a serious thing?
I'd say, I mean, we do live together and have two dogs.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's
so
serious.
That's entrapment.
It is entrapment. It is. We've committed ourselves. I thought, like, when we moved in together, I was like, oh.
You're young.
I know. I never thought. When we moved in together, I was like, I was 24. I mean, we only lived together for like a year and a half.
Yeah.
But then after like a few months, I was already like, I don't know if this is like, I'm too young. Like, this is crazy. I never thought at 23, 24, I'd be like living with a guy. Like, no, this is too fast.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck it, whatever.
Okay. Wow.
But then, so stupidly, after like 6 months, we were like, let's get a dog. And not, we were like, yeah, let's get a dog. Without figuring out like a plan for if we break up, what would happen. We just sort of like, no, let's get a dog. And then sort of like just a few months ago, we were like, we committed ourselves to each other for like at least 13 years
because of,
like,
the dog.
Because of the dog. Because yeah. I mean we do have two now, so maybe we could just do one on the other.
Yeah, you could split them. I bet you have a favorite. I bet you it wouldn't be that hard to pick which one you would keep and which one he would keep.
Yeah,
I think, well, here's the thing. One of them is objectively significantly easier than the other. One of them's like,
done.
Like, that's kind of the one, but that's kind of the one I feel like he should take just so that I could, like, not be a martyr. I hate that. I don't want to be a martyr. But, like, so I could be like, well, I took Oso, and I have the harder dog.
Wow. Yeah.
That, I said so
gonna,
much about myself.
You're going to dog hold over his head. Yeah. I like that. Wow. Okay, so is he an actor?
He is not. I would never date an actor. That sounds terrifying.
Wow.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
No. I wonder if I've hooked up with an actor. Maybe. I don't know. No, I've always been so repulsed. I mean, I've been friends. I tell everyone, like, I don't know why you would ever date an actor. We're horrible. We're, like, the worst. Like, I need so much emotional attention all the time.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't say that because he is the next most fragile person. He's a writer.
Oh.
He's also a comedy writer.
Oh.
So, you know what? I would say he might actually be more fragile than actors.
Oh, wow. Okay. Score one for the comedy writers. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
That's
they're good people.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys live together.
Yeah.
Was it hard? Because someone asked on social media, asked this. Is it hard? Was it hard, I guess, before to date people because they thought you were like Sue, who is a very quirky character? And
you know, I lucked out because we've known each other for a while. We've like known each other for like we know each other for years, and we were just like he had a girlfriend and I had a boyfriend, and it was actually really bizarre. Okay, I'm just gonna try to tell the most bullet pointy story of how we got together.
Okay,
because it's very odd. So we know each other from technically we knew each other from my ex boyfriend because he was in the same friend group, but that guy and I like broke up, and then I still remained friends with one of his friends, and it was his name is Nick. And he was like, so one of Nick's friends, Zach, he introduced us at a party just because we were both there. Introduced us. We got along. I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. And then I asked Zach about him and he was like, no, he's got a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, shucks. Is he happy? And he was like, yeah, very happy. And I was like, great, done. So like we sort of stay in touch because like, you know, we got along pretty well and we were friends and friends and friends. And then it got to the point where I was like, every time I'd see him, I'd be like, oh, he's cute. And I didn't know at the time, but I guess he was like, oh, she's kind of cute, whatever. But we had like this kind of, every time I'd ask, he had another girlfriend. So great. I had it in my brain. He has a girlfriend. It's done. Never again. Like never. We're done. We're friends. Then years late, like, you know, I don't know, 3.5 years ago or something, I'm on Tinder and I'm like looking through and I see Nick.
Wow.
And I immediately, something within me goes, left, swipe left. He's got a girlfriend. What are you doing? And I immediately text our mutual friend, like, why is Nick on Tinder? Like, he has a girlfriend. And I'm like, is he single? And he was like, I don't know, Eden. If he's on Tinder, he's probably single. Knowing full well that he broke it up with his girlfriend. But he was like, why are you doing it? You're not in middle school.
I wonder if I can look this guy up while we're talking.
You totally can. His name is Nick Crondavico.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to spell that. So I'm going to put Eden,
does.
Cher, Nick.
Yeah. Going to works. Airports is not fun.
Okay.
But okay. So yeah, I swipe left. And then my roommate at the time, slash, like, you know, one of my best friends, she's on Tinder too. And she's like, Eden, you'll never guess who I matched with on Tinder. Nick. And I was like, on the inside, a little bit crushed, but also like, great. Now I don't have to deal with
right now.
Awesome.
I'm off the hook there.
And she
on
was
that
like,
deal.
Right. And she was like, you're friends with him. You should text him and see if he'll go out with me. And I was like, homie, that's the point of Tinder. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no, that's the thing. And finally I was like, okay, fine, I'll text him. So I texted him. Yeah, that's him. I think I took that picture.
Yeah,
it looks handsome.
Media tweets by Eden Scher.
Yeah,
he is handsome.
That's a horrible picture.
Doesn't look like a great picture of anyone.
No,
you just said he's handsome, but
he's a cute guy.
Well, you're showing it to
look,
you from 4 feet away. Too. It could be anything.
I look really good in this picture. He doesn't look so good, though.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he looks like an adult.
He's a man. he's the sweetest guy.
Cute.
But so I'm like, oh, and her name is Alan. And I'm like, okay, Alan, here you go. And I text him, and I'm like, hey, I heard you matched with Alan on Tinder. And he's like, haha, yeah. Hey, we haven't seen each other in a while. We should catch up and get a drink. And I was like, oh no, I'm supposed to set you up with Alan. So I tell Alan, everything's on. It's on. It's great. And I text him being like, yeah, you, me, and Alan should get a drink. Ha 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 ha. And basically for the next like 3 months, I ignore all of his texts. I just ignore them or try to set us, like the three of us, up. And I was like, ah, oh, what am I doing? And my friend Zach was like, don't you like him? And I was like, no, never. And then months go by and Alan gets a boyfriend. And I was...
Alan's homosexual?
No, Alan is a girl.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I got lost in that.
I know. I realized, I was like, this is not bullet pointing at all.
Yeah, where are the bullet
the
points?
Point is, the yeah. point is,
shoot
I
me
swipe
with a bullet.
Left.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to award both of you 10,000 points for sitting through this.
Wow.
I cannot believe.
God, I feel like I just went through a fucking relationship.
I feel like I answered the question that I asked.
This is why I hate Tinder, man, because it leads to this.
Oh, he texted me a day after my birthday, and I was like, Alan is a boyfriend. Fine, I'm swooping in, and now we live together.
Wow. Will you that split the not... dogs? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, we'll split the dogs.
And which dog will you get?
I'll take Oso, the more troubled one.
But you'll only take Oso because you want to take the higher road.
Yes.
There we go.
I'm like so upset at myself right now because that took so long.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, look,
you just cut it out.
No, I liked it. I was watching Theo, and then he was like, Alan is the gay guy.
Well, look, we've all got our Amistad, you know, and then obviously that relationship.
Speaking
you know,
of words.
Was yours.
Oh,
speaking
yes.
of.
Speaking of words, Miss Eden Scher here is also an author.
I
did not know this.
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, you're a creator.
I'm a creator. I feel so weird saying like, yeah, I wrote a book, because it's like, well, I wrote words. Like, I wrote a bunch of words, but they're not like, they don't make up a narrative.
Right.
So it's called The Emotionary.
Yes.
And explain what it is.
It's a dictionary of words that don't exist for feelings that do.
Wow.
See, that made up for my whole story.
Wow. Yeah, that was very concise. That was very good. What? Like, how does one write a book and like get it made?
I'm going to crack into one too. I saw it. I really like this.
Theo's just learning how to read, so
this is a
great exercise.
There are only like 20 words a page, so you're in luck.
Are there pictures?
There are plenty of pictures.
Oh, good.
They got a drawing.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
Dead at.
Pick up, make a word for that.
Yeah, let me get a word right here. So they have like an example, and this is The Emotionary, a dictionary of words that don't exist for feelings that do. The words by Eden Scher and the comics,
the illustrations.
The illustrations
You're
by
doing
Julia
really
Wirtz.
Well. Yes.
And like an example would be ridiculize, and that's ridiculous and realize. So it's like...
And what does that mean?
Well, there are words explaining what... You don't have to like explain what it tells you.
I think it's really cool. To contemplate something that typically goes unquestioned and realize how bizarre it actually
is. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, when you like all of a sudden just like take yourself out of it and you're like, put like a water, like a bottle... But like a bottle.
Like, who thought to name it a bottle? And like...
And like, who... Okay, actually, that wasn't a good example because I realized that like that goes pretty far, but like that seems pretty intuitive. I'm thinking like I do this with makeup. Makeup is bizarre.
Yeah.
Makeup is so weird.
Clowns. It was first clowns.
Is that actually...
And then
the
women
first?
Are like, damn, these clowns look better than us.
Women are just jealous.
I think so. How do you know that's not true, dude?
I think there was makeup before there were clowns.
You also thought Neil deGrasse Tyson was just a scientist.
Stop it.
Wait, Wait, I don't get it. What do you mean?
He's bringing back the accusation. Which we're trying to get away from.
Bro, we can't get away from him.
This is her. You can use mine, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You've already used yours. You can use mine.
I'm getting prejection right now. I'm feeling prejection.
You were planning on rejecting both of us.
No. This is when I know that people are going to reject me, and I'm feeling the feelings right before it. I'm experiencing prejection.
You were projected. Okay.
Isn't it? Wait.
These sound like high thoughts to me.
She made this up, and she's saying the definition is incorrect.
Are you sure? Yeah, are you sure that's it? Also, Anthony,
rejection from someone whom one was already planning on rejecting.
Yeah, so that's it's pretty, like you were rejected first. It's like someone rejected you and you're like, no.
You were planning to break up with me, I broke up with you first.
So
right?
What was I feeling then if I knew you guys were going to reject me and I was trying to just stave it off?
You were just feeling insecure.
Yeah. You don't have to create a word for that, pal.
That's mean. That's mean. This book won't even help me with that feeling.
Well, it's really cool that you have a book. Are you going to... Yeah. Did I hear you say earlier, too, that you're thinking of a sequel, maybe?
I am. Well, I think you heard it in my brain. I'm pretty sure I did not say that out loud, but you definitely you got some telepathy in there.
We could think of a word for that.
I was just about to say, that's the beauty of a book like this, though, and that there's no end to it.
Right.
And I think that's the, like, I feel like a good writer probably creates a satisfying ending, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to make more and more and more. Forever. You'll never get rid of me.
Do you make big bucks for that? No?
You know what? Something I realized I learned making this. Being an author is a totally unsustainable career.
Yeah.
Or like, they just, it's kind of like my mom is a teacher. And like, I grew up knowing like, oh, teachers don't make any money. It's insane. It's so unfair. Like, that's crazy. That's kind of what I learned about being an author is like, people don't pay authors anything. So like, I thought I was making a lot of money off this. Like, I got an advance. Like, I got an advance.
You get like a...
I don't know if I'm allowed to, but I'm just going to say how much I got paid to do this because I'm going to show you how it works.
Right, break it down for us.
I'm going to break it down for you. So I sold this after also like a year and a half of trying. Things move so slowly in the literary world. And so I like sold it and they were like, we're giving you a $40,000 advance. Mm. And I was like, oh my God, $40,000 to write what I've already written to like just like feel things? This is insane. But I didn't realize how it works is it's split up into there are four quarters where you get paid. So the first one, so just for selling the idea, you get a quarter
it's
of
divided
it.
Into different stages of it.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's a word I think that I
yeah,
I
that's
think it's
like a screenwriting. That's what I have too.
Really? Is it kind of the same? Like,
yeah. So like, I'll get paid up front, and then if I deliver a rewrite, or if it gets made, I get more, or that.
But don't you get... I feel like you get paid, a lump sum up front, though, no?
Yes, yeah. And sometimes it's delivered in steps.
Okay, you tell me then if it's, like, kind of like this. So the first... So you, through the door, you sell it, and you get $15,000. Great, awesome. Though that's, you know... But, and then... You have to make the book, so that can be anywhere from like 9 months to a year to 2 years.
Right.
You're not getting paid anything for that. So once you turn it, $15,000 to, it took me like a year and a half with the illustrator. So $15,000 for the year and a half, that's way less than minimum wage. Then once you turn in your first draft, then you get your second. So great, you get another $15,000. Installments, exactly. Kind of. Then you have to edit and edit and edit. So that's another, 6 months. And then once you turn in the edited draft, like the final draft, you get a third. You get your third installment. And then you don't get the fourth one until the book makes its money back.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's been drawn out.
And then do you get like money per book sold?
After it makes its money.
After it makes its money. You get a nickel for every book sold or something like that.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. So everybody go buy
your book. Yeah, please.
The Emotionary.
Yeah, everybody go check it out. She's a starving artist on a hit show.
Yeah, on a syndicated
On a syndicated
show.
Hit show, which I'm going to bring it back to. One of the questions that I got also from a friend was, on the show, your family's poor-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend asked, what in your life did your parents like skimp on when you were growing up? She said, for instance, her mom would only buy one ply toilet paper because two ply was just too ridiculous. I remember with mine, it was like generic dehydrated Oreos instead of like actual Oreos.
Yeah.
All of it. What, we did all of it.
And I have a feeling you have a lot of that.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yeah.
What were the skimps on growing up?
Okay, I want to hear. I also want to hear all of. Okay, you just said yours, I guess.
Yeah, no, tell me yours. I want to hear your skimp.
Okay, there were just
You grew up in L.A., right?
I did grow up in L.A.
Yeah.
And I grew up, again, my mom was a teacher. I grew up with single mom teacher with three little kids. So, like, I didn't know there was, like the first time I felt in my hand a name brand Barbie, like, a Barbie, like, it's so dense. It was just so, like, beautiful. So dense. Like, the Barbies from the 99 cent store are just, like, hollow. like, the legs are hollow. You can, like, bend it and snap it a hop.
Let them get into prostitution before you get them home.
Literally, they're like, yeah, there was, like, Slutty Barbie. That's what the name of it.
You're like, I can't find my Barbie at night for some reason. Yeah.
In fact, like, yeah, in the Toy Story version of this, like, those, the off-brand Barbies, they are the, like, they go there, and then the real Barbies are sleeping.
Okay, so.
So it had Barbies, also off-brand Lunchables. I remember when Lunchables were a thing, and I was like, I want Lunchables! And Jamie off-brand, and I was, I was mortified.
Ugh.
Mortified.
But Theo, how about you?
Yeah, probably some of the same thing, off-brand Lunchables, I remember that.
Did you wear hand-me-downs?
Yeah, I wore hand-me-downs all the way from my mother. We wore hand-me-downs even though we're my mother. So we would wear sometimes women's jackets and women's turtlenecks.
What was your favorite hand-me-down?
Probably this jean jacket that had like this kind of sheepskin collar.
Right. Wow, that was very specific.
100 points for that. Yeah, I believe it.
I believe it too. I saw it. Like, I saw you see it. That was pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
You just had a little moment there.
See how specific and quick you answered that?
Yeah.
You understand?
Well, like, look, when you meet Buzz Aldrin, you don't tell all the fucking secrets. You don't tell people where you meet Buzz Aldrin.
You could have been very vague about that. Oh, yeah, I had a shirt. Okay, so that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Theo, were you going to ask
something? No.
Okay, I was going to ask.
I like the emotionary, though. I think it's really, really, really clever. I think it's...
Thank you.
Yeah, highly recommend it.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, I get your yellow card back.
So you grew up, like, on this show, so you...
Kind of, yeah. I mean,
That's weird.
It is kind of weird. I mean, I went to public school, like, I did the whole school thing, but I booked the pilot when I was 17.
Wow.
And then did you opt out of college?
Well, I got deferred and then waitlisted from the only school I wanted to go to. And then I cried for a week. And then I was like, I got a call from my manager being like, the pilot you filmed in February is in April. The pilot you filmed in February got picked up for 13 episodes. And I was like, oh, like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to, like, try to write a letter to get in. I'm not going to whatever. I'm going to, like, this is really my dream. So I'm, fuck it. Like, I can defer. It's 13 weeks. Like, whatever.
Right.
9 years later.
So do you, like, look, because Sue's going through college stuff.
Yeah.
Do you look at that and how does that make you feel about yourself?
Bad.
Really?
No, not at all.
I mean, you could go to college at any time.
You could. And also, I don't regret like anything. Yeah. I also feel like I had all of my friends went to college and they all went to school on the East Coast. And then a guy I dated also went to school in Connecticut. And so I was like flying back and forth. And so like there I actually like stayed for a little bit. And I feel like I got the like college sort of experience. I feel like I like got it. I got your number. Like, I see you, college.
Right. Right.
Got it. So I don't feel like, and also I just keep thinking like my boyfriend went to USC. And he, like, I mean, he didn't have money. So he, like, you know, it's all loans and scholarships or whatever. And he's every month, he's like, my student loans. And I'm like,
You're not helping him out there, Eden?
Yeah.
You're on a hit show.
Hey, we only have a dog commitment. That's not enough.
That's true.
You don't have a student loan commitment?
No.
Not yet?
Now, if you got married, like, would you have to have a prenuptial agreement then?
Yes. 100%. Wow. No question.
Is he
and he's totally fine. I mean,
yeah, that's
fine. I feel like it's almost, I don't understand the thing about like prenups being like thinking, like sounding or be having the connotation of like, it means you love each other less. It's almost like, no, I love you more. This has nothing to do with money. Like, I love you. I'm marrying because I love you.
Yeah.
That's how I mean, but also it's my money.
I agree. But 9 years on a show, you must be.
You know what? I am very, very proud that I have made a lot of money.
Yeah, girl.
I'm so happy.
You seem like a saver to me, too. Like,
totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Like, do you have like $1 million in the bank?
I don't know. I mean, I spend a lot of money, too.
Oh, you do? You do spend
I don't know. I feel like...
I bet you know how much money you have in the
bank. I do, actually. You know what? Here's why. Because I'm trying to buy a house right now.
Okay, so you need to know that.
Is this a house that you're going to be able to put down $1 million on?
Maybe. I feel like I should. Here's the thing. I've been saving for a long time in order to buy this house.
Yeah.
So, like, you know.
Have you been saving $1 million in that time?
What if I had $1 million, but it was all under my bed? Like, it was all. What if I had it on me all the time? I'm like, I don't know, because I just have it on me. And you, like, look through my fanny pack and you know it's there.
Like, it's in your car upstairs, like, yeah. In the trunk.
It's like in the trunk.
That'd be great.
Well, you know, good for you. Yeah. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's amazing.
100%.
Thank you.
You make more than, have more than everybody. Well, Anthony yeah. doesn't even have a roof on his.
But as soon as his parents die, Anthony's a multimillionaire. Yes. Oh. And you can tell.
Drop.
Yep. Oh, God.
And you can tell.
Wait, is that true?
No. I have more money than my parents.
Anthony's grandparents are in a biker gang.
Yeah.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, that's
magic
cool.
Turquoise wristlets on my bed.
Wait, I want to say, because that made me, because when you said I have more money than my parents, I also, yeah, I had, like, I bought my mom a house.
Wow.
Nice.
So I bought a house, and then I lived there for a little bit, and then I was like, my mom needs to live here, I think. She loves this house so much, and, like, she was, like, living in this apartment. I was like, this is your house, mom.
That's cool.
So I, like, bought that, and I don't think actually I have that much money left because I paid off that house so she wouldn't have to, like, it's nothing. So I do have a lot of money, but that's what I mean. Like, I spend a lot of money. Like, I'm, like, making sure to, like, get, like, check off the things on my list that I, like, need to just, like, I need to accomplish this.
That's great.
Do these things.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Theo, how much money do you have?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Yeah,
it's
true.
But I'm just saying, a turnaround is fair game, right?
No, that's true.
Absolutely.
I don't have $1 million.
No.
Okay, wait.
I might have half a million.
What? This, I feel like this is a very generic question, but I feel like you'd have good answers. What if you got $1 million right now, what would you do? Just, like, what would you do? What would be the first thing you did?
Move my parents out here.
Oh.
Would your parents move out here?
Yeah, and they want to.
Really?
Desperately.
Where are they?
Philadelphia.
Pregnant lady.
My dad manufactures maternity clothes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
So they're not inside a pregnant lady, but there are. They do model some of the clothing after
that. But I'm sure he's gotten stuck in a large outfit before.
Well, he doesn't have hand-me-downs like you did, pal.
Look, you're talking to a guy who used to wear women's.
Yeah, that's what I mean. When I was little, not little, but when I was a teenager, my dad made me work in his warehouse, right? So part of my job was shipping, like, the stuff out. So I had to, like, the 3X, and we're talking, like, it was for pregnant people and very, very large people.
Yeah.
So there was, like, XXXX.
Like, people that could have 4 or 5 babies in them.
Completely. Like, I literally, like, tried once to take one of the outfits and make, like, a little tent out of it. And I could. It was crazy. Like, I made a little tent to, like, cover in the corner of the room. Like, that's how big some of these people were.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
So it's similar manufacturing. Like, I guess that makes sense. Making pregnant clothes and large clothes. It's pretty
much
the same.
That's where they
kind of
went. Yeah.
And,
wait, you answer it.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do with $1 million right now?
For $1 million right now, I'd probably get me a couple horses, maybe.
Do you ride horses?
Just to look at.
Okay.
Them. Hell yeah. And what else, dude? Give me a horse, probably.
Invite Buzz Aldrin over to dinner?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Throw a nice little dinner party.
That goes
Here's what I would want to do. Watch the moonwalk on my phone with Buzz Aldrin, but watch Michael Jackson version. That'd be cool.
Hold on. Why do you need $1 million to do that?
You probably need at least $30,000 to get Buzz Aldrin's time.
You could have done it Friday night.
Yeah, but you couldn't ask him to do that.
Oh, wait,
look, Buzz Aldrin doesn't play. That dude is about his time.
How old is he?
Buzz Aldrin? Probably about 90.
Yeah, he's old.
Wow.
They say he went a little cuckoo on the moon.
They did?
Really?
Yeah, well, he came back a little cuckoo.
Is that why you did something crazy happen that you're not telling us, Theo?
No. I'll tell you this. He seemed chilly. Had a pretty lady with him. He had a couple of necklaces on. It's pretty dope.
I feel like I wanted to give you points for the horses, but I wanted to, like, deduct points for being aloof again.
Yeah. Look, it's your world. It's your pen. It's your paper.
I'm gonna leave it.
All right. I have 2 social media questions I want to ask.
Yes.
One is from Luke Cochran. Do you really like unicorns in real life?
Yes. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
And those are horses.
And those are horses.
Those are $1 million horses, pal.
Yeah, so probably I would get 2 unicorns then.
This is my wallet. Actually, I'm so mad about this. That the only part of this sticker, I have a bright pink wallet, I'm going to describe it to you, with a decal, is that what it's called? It's like a sticker that I put on, which is sparkly, beautiful. I want to kiss it. a sparkly glittery gold unicorn with that the horn came off of.
Oh, look. So it's just a horse.
It's just a gold horse.
Let me see that.
It's not a unicorn.
I'm so bummed about it.
That's just a strong feminine horse. Look at it again, Matt.
It's kind of
I met that horse in a nightclub
before. Yeah, that horse goes to the Abbey.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I've seen him before.
I love that. I feel like that is me. I am just a strong feminine horse.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my new Twitter bio.
You got to come up with a word for that.
Yeah.
So you're a little weird, yeah?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I've...
Weird is cool.
I have a fanny pack. I wear scrunchies. I love unicorns because they're so majestic.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I feel like Sue and I have in common. I feel like there's not a lot.
Really? Someone else asked, do you make up the years, the names of the years, like Sue's year of... Or does someone else do that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So they don't let me do anything. So I, like, a few times I've, like... Season 1 and 2, I, like, would suggest, like, something like, huh, wouldn't this be funny? And I was like, uh-huh. No. Never. Like, writers are like, they know what they're doing. I'm going to let them do it.
Okay, Jay Miller wants to says, big fan of Star versus the Forces of Evil.
Wow.
Can you share some details of upcoming episodes?
Yeah.
I want to say no, only because yes. I mean, I don't know what's aired and what's not is my problem. But I will say this season gets pretty great with Eclipsa, I think. I don't know if that's a spoiler or not. I'm going to get in so much trouble from Disney.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
I have this really cool cartoon on Disney. It's called Star vs. the Force of Evil, where, like, she loves unicorns. Wow. Maybe that's a me thing, because every character that I play has loved unicorns.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, do you think you could ride a real unicorn?
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of question is that? I would learn.
I don't think I could. Anthony?
Can I ride a unicorn? No. I can't even ride a horse.
That's what I'm saying. You're going past horse.
Yeah.
I think I would skip over. I feel like I wouldn't know how to ride a horse, but I would intuitively, I would, like, within me, something would come out and be like, I know how to ride you.
Yeah.
I know how to do this.
I've heard that line before, too.
I set myself up for that.
By the way, do you know, Sue, the character is kind of a gay icon-y sort of thing.
I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Yeah. I think gay guys love the character.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will take it. I think I realized you know what? Actually, I kind of knew that only. I mean, I didn't know that, but, like, specifically. But I have found that the only people who, like, come up to me to tell me, like, oh, my God, I love you, are either 12-year-old girls, moms, or gay men.
Yeah.
That's it. That's pretty much, like.
How do you know they're gay?
Because
they're gay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I mean, no, you know what? No, that's not necessary.
Because,
like,
they have the same coin purse that she does.
That same wallet?
Yeah.
Exactly. I guess that is not fair. I don't always know, but, like, I'll end up then just talking to them for, like, ever, and then eventually I'll be like, oh, cool, yeah, you're talking about your boyfriend. Yeah. And I'm like, of course.
You're like, duh.
Now, going back to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, stop it.
Did he seem at all, and I'm not trying to pin, look, the man is a man, you know? You're an attractive lady. Did he seem at all like he...
He's married.
No.
Was he married at the time?
Yes.
Who knows if he was, Matt?
Yes, he did.
She does. Apparently he was.
Okay. Other people are married.
Hey, what happens in space?
Yeah, dude.
It is in space, right?
Your dad's married and is making clothes for other women.
So what does that mean?
It means something, dude. I mean, if you don't think that that's crazy. Psychologically flirting with thousands of women by trying to clothe them, then I think you're missing something.
Wait, that is so good.
I know it is, because it's very, very accurate. And what I'm saying to you is, did he seem at all like he would have been interested if you'd have thrown it at him?
No!
That's not a crazy idea. You're a woman, he's a man.
Yeah, but I was so young, too.
Yeah, and he's a man.
Yellow card, all the yellow cards. I feel that's like fun. This is not a high-scoring game, guys. But
in this town, that's what people are doing these days, man.
Well, I want to bring up that you've been on some other great shows.
Oh, wow.
Weeds. Was a big fan of Weeds.
Yeah. I was on Weeds. Weeds.
I know you're on Veronica Mars.
No, I was in Party Down. Veronica Mars, the movie. Yeah.
Speaking of.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Speaking
I was
of Mars,
show.
Neil deGrasse.
Okay, wait. You get the yellow card back because that was funny.
I was going to ask, post this, post the middle, what are you doing?
Someone want to hire me? Anyone? I don't know. I'm a little
hold on to that $1 million, pal.
I know. I'm like, I mean, like that was like 30%, 80% the truth in that. Like, I feel like I make that joke, but also like, does anyone want to hire me?
Right.
But also like, I've got some stuff. Really, so my boyfriend's a writer, like I said. Really, the only reason I'm dating him is so that he'll cast me eventually in something that he writes.
Oh.
And we're sort of like writing something together. I'm just kind of really just exploiting the fact that he has like some comedic chops, and I'm like, I can write words, some of them. Finish them for me.
Look at me, writer. I have a book.
Actually, though, it's kind of funny that he's like, oh, I'm trying to get staffed. And I'm like, ha, 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 I'm published. I don't have a lit agent. Oh, actually, I do have a lit agent.
That was one of the funny things. I don't have a lit agent. Actually, I do.
Yes. I do.
I wasn't in Veronica Mars. Oh, yes, I was. That's right. By the way, you have a birthday next month, right?
I do.
And how are you going to celebrate that birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come back here. Oh, you have me?
Anytime. Bring NGT. NDT.
Yeah.
No, don't bring him here.
Yeah, he's just going to get accused of shit.
Don't bring him here.
Not by me. It's on his own website.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I saw it. It's one story on it. It's something called Pathos.com, which isn't the number one story is about him. Everything has nothing to do with it. This would be
Anthony?
A bigger deal.
No, he's pointing it out. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
I'm just reporting what I saw.
Yeah.
And
Pathos.
This is the site is. Like a religious site. And it starts off by saying, I am only reporting allegations and not encouraging anyone to assume his guilt.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
Okay. This
good.
Is, yeah.
They're
I mean,
all
that's,
allegations.
Then that's
yeah,
good.
They're all, and Dustin Hoffman's been getting allegations like crazy.
Dude, I saw him fucking eat a huge salad at Coral Tree Cafe one time. And that's true.
Oh, Jesus. Hold on. Now I'm reading more.
Fast,
what was the salad? Okay, I will give you another 10,000 points if you can name what kind of salad it was.
Cranberry walnut.
Shut
the fuck up. Chicken as well. You don't not remember what Dustin Hoffman's eating? He was a fucking hook.
Wait. You don't not remember what Dustin Hoffman's eating, but you don't remember where you met Buzz Aldrin.
He remembers.
Men's club, I know. Or,
yeah. He's just
not everybody's going to know where I met Buzz Aldrin.
Some secret okay. Men's club.
Yeah.
This is like the Skulls.
Not everybody gets Buzz Aldrin.
It's bizarre. You're
you know?
Bizarre.
Look,
you're
for the rest
guy.
Of you guys, it's Buzz Lightyear. Okay? Go watch that.
You know, I did not know that Buzz Lightyear... Wasn't Buzz Lightyear named after Buzz Aldrin? Isn't
I
that a thing?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe? I don't... Never
I'll
mind.
Ask him when I see him.
I don't yeah. know. Well, that's awesome. All right, let's wrap this up. Where do we stand?
Okay, so...
Oh, man, I see a lot of points on Theo's.
Yeah,
sure do, brother.
I wish I had written down...
I'm the silent killer, dude, emphysema.
For real, because
like
you're... Matt, you're at just the simple 10,000, and
yeah.
Theo, you are at 2,200... Wait, no, hold on. This is 20,000.
I'm up here in the stratosphere.
Why can't I do this? And then, why
like
can't I...
Like NDT.
NDT?
Wait, what is
I think
22,
it's 21,100.
Yes, 22,100.
Okay, 22,000.
I don't know what that 100 was for. I think
okay.
there were a few
that's
competitions.
That's how many degrees Fahrenheit I like my coffee.
So you like it lukewarm.
So we normally do like a final round so that you don't have to decide just based on that.
Okay.
And here's my suggestion for the final round.
Okay.
Since she wrote a book called The Emotionary, in which
yep.
she created words.
Correct.
Stop yawning.
I'm allergic
him.
To fucking Anthony.
What did you and Buzz Aldrin do that fucking were out all
he
night?
Took me to space.
Okay, wait. Just blink twice if you are now a part of the Illuminati.
Yeah.
His eyes are wide open, but I feel like he's trying to not blink.
I'll tell you a story. I went to a party that was a lot of rich people, and it was
vague
space themed. We'll just leave it at that. And they had a room that you go into, and they have two like space shuttle chairs, like actual chairs from airplanes in
ooh.
There. And there's like a waitress, and she says, "Have a seat, buckle up." And then she serves you champagne, and she serves you chocolate covered strawberries. And my brother and I went, and we're like, "This is fucking awesome. What are we gonna do?" And she's like, "You ready to take off?" And we're like, "Holy shit, what are they doing?" And she's like, "Close your eyes." And we're like, "Okay." And then she's like, "You're in outer space." And we're like, "What?" We're like, "What the fuck is this?" And then we soon realized that this party had a lot of drugs going on, that it was totally an experience you're supposed to have after you did these drugs. It was a post-drug experience. Because the lady's going like, do you see the stars? And I'm like looking at my brother. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, are you ready to come back down?
Whoa.
Come back down. And we open your eyes. Welcome back to Earth. And we were like, this is the weirdest fucking thing ever. But then when we saw the acid and the coke and stuff, that made a lot more sense.
Yeah. Wow.
So
that's cool. Amazing. What is this? Where is this? Where
are they going? We'll talk about it later. Anyway, so I say that you and I each have to come up with a word.
Okay.
I love this game.
One of these words, these type of emotionary words, which, can you give me the description again?
Yes. A dictionary for words that don't exist, for feelings that do.
For feelings that do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
You got a word?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, mine.
Give us the word and the definition.
Or do I give a definition first?
No. I'm trying to think how I set it up in the book. No, I feel like the punchline is usually not punchline, but I say give the word and then break it apart and give us the definition. Word definition.
Okay, so then that would be...
You had so much time to write it down.
All right. Degrationalize.
Yeah.
And that is when you took a girl down into the dark arts, but you convinced her that you just went for coffee. And if you want, you can just write win under money.
Matt, what is yours?
Mine was theilluminate.
Oh, okay.
When you talk about something was real, but make every detail up.
I love it. Ding, 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 ding.
You have to theilluminate.
Bonus round
goes to me. It doesn't mean I win the whole thing. You now can pick a winner of the whole thing.
Matt. That's
true. Oh, yes. To theilluminate.
Yes, and that should be in... Sorry, I have an itch in my ear. I'm taking this off. Here's what I will say. I say it's like... You know, Thea won the battles, but you won the war.
Yeah.
All like horses, like what you do with $1 million. I think that won that round. There was another one I can't remember that like it was great. But ultimately, Thea Illuminate is going to be in the second book.
Hey, dude, that would be awesome.
You both win then.
I'll just probably get in the first book then. Degrationalize way better.
Well, there she's trying to get him to do the foreword of the next book. It's not going to happen if you have
to. Well, then put his word in there. Thank you so much for coming.
Everybody can watch the final season of The Middle.
Yes, Tuesdays at 8 on ABC.
Oh, you have a little like...
Tuesdays at 8 at ABC. Watch The Middle just for me.
That's adorable. Yeah. Everybody watch it before it's gone.
Yeah.
Which will be... Any spoilers you can tell us about season 9?
Oh, they don't fucking tell me anything.
But
you're right. We have filmed a bit of it. There is like an ongoing like love story that's like they're really dragging it out.
Involving you.
Involving me.
Wow.
It's going to be good, okay. I think.
Yeah. All right, cool. So everybody check out The Middle.
Yeah.
Or as they say in Japan. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for coming in, Eden. Thank you, Theo.
Thank you, man. Nice to see you guys again.
Sharing some stuff about your past and your hand-me-downs and things like that.
Yeah.
And your friends and who wear crowns and kill people, apparently. Oh. So,
bringing it back.
That's your crowd. That's your crowd.
You gotta have them.
And Eden, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Bye, guys.
Bye.